You know, one of the things we see today, folks, is how people are backing down to all sorts of immorality. I mean, you have people committing unnatural acts through homosexuality. And yet if you stand up against that, they scream and yell and call you a hater. If someone wants to use the women's restroom simply because they feel like a woman, and you say, no, you're no, you're a man, you're a boy, you're going in the men's room. You're not going in with the women. I don't care what you claim you are. You're male. And that's what the Creator made you. Boy, listen, I mean, you got the NCAA screaming, we're not going to send our playoffs to North Carolina because they did this. And you know what I tell them? You can take your playoffs and shove those things. Because if you're bringing nothing but immorality to this state, we don't want your playoffs here. I don't care how much money it brings. I mean, you can have a huge economy, folks, based on prostitution and drugs and murder for hire. You think that's going to build up your society? Money by itself, folks, does not build up a society. Don't ever kid yourself. It's people, it's morality, and most importantly, it's the Lord. Remember this, folks, I'm really talking to Christians more than anything. I'm amazed at how many Christians become cowards. I read an article, I don't know if it's true, but I just had read one, where a woman was singing in a gospel choir or music group, and she basically said, homosexuality is a sin. It's wrong. This gospel choir threw her off for standing up for what is right. The Christian choir threw her off. Are you kidding me? Christians have become such cowards. They're terrified because someone might call them a name. Don't you realize that Jesus Christ, when he was driving out demons because they had nothing truthful to say against him, said, it's by the prince of demons you drive out demons. They basically were calling him the devil, or at least a child of the devil. You know, some folks, the Lord didn't back down. You have to remember what the Bible preaches. First, it says, no coward will enter the kingdom of heaven. PC is cowardice. Jesus wasn't PC. He said, I didn't come to unite, but to divide. He took on the Pharisees. He took on the status quo. He didn't back down from it. He challenged it because it was wrong and immoral. That's what we're supposed to do. The Bible says, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is worthy of service in the kingdom of heaven. That's what we've been doing. We've gone out and talked against homosexuality and this transgender lie, evolution. And when the country agreed with us, it was easy, wasn't it? Well, now we're getting opposition. I spoke about the purpose of life and how this is a dress rehearsal to see how we're going to act. And one of the things the director is looking at is, when this opposition comes, are we going to stand with him? Or are we going to back down like cowards? See, folks, we can't back down. Don't do it out of pride and ego, though. That's the problem with too many people. They want to win the argument, not spread the gospel. They want to be right. They want to have people acknowledge that what they said is right. That's right. I won this argument. That's ego. Jesus didn't care if he won the argument. He just told the truth. Then he just walked away. There were times they were going to stone him. Before they put Christ to death, read the Bible. He was out in the crowd and he spoke the truth and they screamed, ready to pick up rocks, ready to kill him. The Bible said he walked right through them because it wasn't his time yet. He told the truth and then just left. He didn't get PC. He didn't apologize. You know, when you say things like, I'm sorry, but don't ever say that because I'm not sorry. I'm telling people the good news of Jesus Christ and sin, homosexuality, and all kinds of sins. It's not just that. It's adultery, fornication. These young people sleeping around is horrendous. It's all sin. Homosexual, heterosexual, it doesn't matter. And it's not just sexual. Drunkenness, abuse of your body in so many different ways. You should be proud to stand up for the Lord. Don't condemn people. The Bible says don't judge them. That's not for us to do. But you should be proud to stand for the truth. Never be ashamed of that. Never, ever be ashamed of the gospel. Ever. Let's clarify something, too. Opposition does not mean you're wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you're a strong Christian practicing your faith, you're going to be opposed, guaranteed. The Bible warns we'll be persecuted. I'm going to tell you, folks, right now, if you aren't being persecuted, you most definitely are not living a Christian life. Because if you're living a Christian life, Satan is going to get his followers to laugh at you for not engaging in their perverted ways. And if that don't work, they'll attack you viciously, call you names. Because see, folks, that's all they have. They don't have the truth. They can't show a homosexual gene. You can show a gene for why you're black or white or male or female, or a series of genes. You can't for sexual immorality. You're born male or female. You're not born gay, or you're not born an adulterer. The doctor doesn't say, oh, congratulations, you just gave birth to a little baby fornicator. No. says you have a boy or a girl. It's time we stop worrying about these things, folks. Remember, Jesus never compromised, neither should we. He never made a deal with the Pharisees, nor any political leader. Pilate said to Jesus, I could free you. Jesus never bargained. Standing your ground against sin, folks, does not make you a hater. It makes you moral.